I want to introduce my friend Angela Vasquez, who is an amazing poet. If you came to the 40th anniversary of Roe v. Wade, the Planned Parenthood celebration last year, you got to hear her perform. It was very moving, really powerful. Angela Trudell Vasquez is a poet, writer, performer, and activist, a third and second generation Mexican-American from Iowa. She was a featured poet for the Latina Monologues in Milwaukee, Wisconsin from 2009 to 2011. This is her first Fighting Bob Fest. Please welcome Angela Vasquez Trudell.
Milwaukee poem number two. Milwaukee, you kill me, you hurt me, with your segregation, human degradation, and homelessness. Day in and day out, you slay me with your congested roads, potholes the size of craters, and white flight. You crush me with your never-halting poverty and unequal education. I weep when I see baby seagulls trying to fly, smashed under rolling asphalt tires and slick motorists. I get angry when I count geese, know they were gassed and stripped from the park green tarmac. All this waste, all this anger and pain is just symptomatic for how precious life is treated. Our paternal father sends brave young men and women to hurt and kill and die and maim others just like them, caught up in this endless war. This unending blank check the military-industrial complex gets under not one or two or three administrations, but for as long as we as a people look back. What's happening here is not unlike other cities or city-states. It would appear to be the dreaded disease of progress and capital manipulation, money outweighing people, plants, and living things. And yet, I see a blue heron in the city at the lagoon near the lake, and it stands so still and straight. If you look sideways, it disappears. I count 100 geese and many baby seagulls who are losing their brown feathers and learning to fly straight, if not high enough to soar over a lone biker. Some people, some species do survive, and I guess are stronger than before the storm hit them. And children do live past their 20s, graduate from college, follow their parents, teachers, or neighbors' golden path. Others do go on, carry the torch, the light that is in us, some of us. And maybe it's like that tall, thin, dark woman singing this morning along the lake near the war memorial, high and clear, a soprano, an alto, a tenor, up and down, her notes like a scale. Somehow her voice survived. And it was music to a poet contemplating the highs and lows of living in Wisconsin at this time and moment. And while no place is perfect, there is an energy here, a rustling of wings, ideas, and solutions to problems that plague us. And we try to save the world one hand at a time. And yet, it is not enough. It is never enough. But we, Wisconsinites, keep trying. We are not licked yet. After Richie Havens. Freedom, freedom, sometimes I feel like a ravaged state. Sometimes I feel like it's all about hate. And then I remember there's money to be made, votes to be swayed, and political interest to court until democracy is a shred of itself, streams hanging, flapping in the breeze as if a flag can say anything without vocal cords, a human breastplate, or space to breathe. Dream Act poem. Is a dream deferred any less bright? Does it shine brilliant over an ebony night? Does its hair lie kinky or smooth upon its head? Does it matter if or when it's dead? Yes. Children vie for crumbs at the table, and bright minds scramble for the piece of the pie. It's not right, people say they were children, and I agree. We all know children have little say, control on their environment or destiny. They were not the decision makers. But some learn the hard way. A mother detained, the 11-year-old stands up, becomes an adult, weans the baby on condensed milk, takes siblings to school on an old bike in cold temps, cooks, cleans, keeps up with their homework, prays for their mom to come home before bed. These children have been abandoned by us Americans. Some stand up, but we need more. Children belong to parents who love and care for them and not on their own struggling because of ice in our veins or economic discontent. So what about forgiveness without strings attached? Complete amnesty, I say. The DREAM Act was never enough, but it was something. I know adults who work the fields as little kids, and it was hard. No schooling, no chance for education as a child, and I could see it in his eyes, my student's eyes. His memory hurt him, and the boy that he was bending. And don't we all pity ourselves sometimes? Is it not part of the human condition? And then I remember what's lovely, and forget what's painful, and I'm thankful for the sun, the water, the good earth at my feet. Say a prayer, move on, pledging to fight for my brothers and sisters' right for peace and full citizenship in this country. A dream dimmed for the moment, no less bright. It's my last poem, Peace Brokers. Peace brokers dance even when there's no chance of winning. They move to their own beat path, plan for the best and worst, and recant all previous positions if necessary. They are not too proud to say they were wrong or misguided, and listen to the hand extended in warmth, gripping close with their own heart all that they hold dear. And perchance a day of reckoning comes near, and the dead rise from their graves, find their tongues, and debate with heat about the success of so many years lying beneath the grave, beneath the grass. The peace brokers listen, take tea, nod when they agree, hold up a pen when they do not, indicating they too'd like time at the podium of truth when others are done speaking. Peace brokers take notes, ask questions, and resolve not to leave the table until all has been heard, said, and agreed, until an action plan is set for the next meet. And they do not give up ever or admit defeat, because what is to gain is so sweet. Thank you.